From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Consumers spent the day flocking to malls and stores around the country as retailers slashed prices in hopes of big sales this Black Friday. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the National Retail Federation estimates holiday purchases will increase by 2.5% this year.
At a Los Angeles mall, hundreds of shoppers lined up since Thanksgiving to get deep discounts on everything from HD TVs to video games. Suzette Cross started shopping at midnight but didn't get that much because she says the lines are too long and the crowds too crazy.
I've been going to Black Friday for about 4 years now, and this is the worst. I usually get in and out. A lot of people don't come, but maybe because of the recession, people are trying to find deals. So a lot of people are coming out, but I won't do it again.
Retailers estimate that consumers will spend about $350 on Black Friday. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Volunteers are expanding their search in a suburb of Syracuse, New York, for a 20-year-old college student who went missing a week ago. Jenny Lynn Watson disappeared November 19th after returning home for Thanksgiving break. Today's search focused on a wooded area near her home. Law enforcement officials say they'll resume searching tomorrow and plan to expand the grid from 600 to 1,200 acres. We're learning more about the discovery of another sophisticated tunnel used to smuggle drugs between Mexico and the U.S. It was found yesterday in the San Diego area. From member station KPBS, Ruxandra Guidi has more.
The investigation lasted about 8 months and found evidence of a half-mile-long tunnel, 80 feet deep, connecting a warehouse in Otay Mesa on the California side and a residence in Tijuana. Miguel Unzueta is a special agent in charge for ICE Homeland Security investigations in San Diego.
The tunnel task force received information that a semi-tractor trailer would come to one of these warehouses and pick up a load of narcotics. We initiated surveillances and found that it contained approximately 27,600 pounds of marijuana.
Inside the warehouse, another 4 tons of marijuana were seized for a total of nearly 20 tons. 8 arrests were made, including several U.S. citizens. For NPR News, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Diego.
Country singer Willie Nelson spent part of his day in a Texas jail. A U.S. Border Patrol spokesman says Nelson was charged with marijuana possession after 6 ounces were found aboard his tour bus. Patrol spokesman Bill Brooks says while the bus was stopped at a checkpoint early Friday, an officer smelled pot when a door was open. A subsequent search apparently turned up the drugs. The singer was held briefly but was released after he posted a bond of $2,500. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging China to make it clear to North Korea its recent actions are unacceptable. Earlier this week, the North fired a barrage at a South Korean island, killing 4. This is NPR News from Washington. The challenges to Rahm Emanuel's candidacy to become Chicago's mayor are mounting. A longtime Chicago election attorney is joining the effort to push the former White House chief of staff off the ballot. Attorney Bert Odelson says Emanuel cannot run for mayor because he hasn't lived in Chicago for the year leading up to the election, as the law requires. It's among 14 challenges that have been filed just this week. President Obama is nursing a fat lip. He took an elbow to the face during a pickup game of basketball today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president needed some stitches.
It was the 5th of 5 games at Fort McNair. President Obama was on defense, and Ray DeSarega of the Congressional Hispanic Institute went in for a shot. According to the White House, his elbow hit the president in the mouth. The White House says President Obama received 12 stitches in his upper lip. Doctors sewed him up in the medical office on the ground floor of the White House. The medical team used a smaller filament than usual, which leaves less of a scar but requires a greater number of stitches. Mr. Obama was under local anesthetic for the procedure. DeSarega released a statement identifying himself as the culprit. "I learned today the president is both a tough competitor and a good sport," he said. "I'm sure he'll be back out on the court again soon." The statement did not include an apology. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The NFL Network says New York Giants running back Brandon Jacobs will have to pay a $20,000 fine for unsportsmanlike conduct. Jacobs made obscene gestures and yelled obscenities toward fans in the stands at Philadelphia's Lincoln Field before his team's loss to the Eagles last Sunday. This is his second fine for Jacobs this season. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News, in Washington.